Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am glad to have you back with me. Glad you are with me. Glad I'm with you. Glad we're all back together again. The day after the Masters Tournament. And what a tournament it was. I want to say again, congratulations to everyone who was able to be invited, whether it's because you made the cut, whether it's because you won at some point in the future. I mean, I'm sorry, in the past, won the Masters Tournament at some point in the past and automatically received that invitation to return. Congratulations, every one of you. Also, without a doubt, congratulations to a number of people who really did their thing. Dustin Johnson and two others. Three-way tie for second. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an accomplishment. A three-way tie for second. Each of them taking home a little more than $858,000. That's right. Four-way tie for fifth place. Jason Day, Webb Simpson, Francesco Molinari. I thought that, you know, Tony was really doing it for a while there. But still, Mr. Tony F., he looked good. Man, for a while there, he was really looking good. But hey, you know, things happen. Golf is a game where anything can happen. But anyway, we had that four-way tie for fifth place, with each of them taking home a little over almost $404,000. Looking at it down on the other end of that spectrum, the pay spectrum, we had three competitors tied for 62nd place, each of them taking home a little over $25,000. Now check this out. Everybody gets something, right? Those who did not make the 36-hole cut still took home $10,000. Well, what did the winner take home? We looked at the fact that, you know, those tied for second, almost $900,000. That's nothing to sneeze at. $900,000, man, please. $858,000, but that's almost $900,000. That's pretty good. The winner, who was not tied with anyone, but was on top, numero uno, is the man who collected his 15th major win, his fifth Masters, which means that was the fifth time he was able to put on the green jacket, Mr. Tiger Woods, numero uno, taking home a little over $2 million. That's awesome. That's awesome. He won it in style, too. And as so many have said, and it's true, the game was so tightly contested. I was so glad that the weather held out for us and we didn't have a whole lot of bad, hard rain making things difficult on Saturday. And fortunately, they were able to get it wrapped up the way they needed to before things got rough on Sunday. And Mr. Tiger Woods, did he celebrate? Man, did he ever celebrate. Understandably, that man released some emotion. And again, congratulations. Eighth place winner took home approximately $356,500. I tell you what, that's a game. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. I did not realize always that the game of golf is so physical. And when I say so physical, I'm not talking about the amount of walking you do, although that is a part of the equation and it's good exercise. That's a lot of time, long time to be on your feet, 18 holes. I mean, that's some exercise, but that's not what I'm talking about. The physicality that I'm talking about is the ability to sustain injury in the game. Several back surgeries for Mr. Woods. Finally, a spinal infusion that made all the difference in the world. But I'm just wondering, you think about football. And you see those guys out there on the floor, they're doing their thing, on the courts, I mean, on the football field. And we're watching all these great hits and all that kind of stuff. And I'm really not excited about the game of football as I could be because of that. But I know a lot of people really like seeing what they call good hits. And there's a lot of blocking going on that aren't considered necessarily good hits, but still people pounding each other. And when it's all over, man, what do they go through? For years after they've retired. Then to find out that even basketball players, not hitting as hard as the football players, but they're taking a beating out there too. Beating each other up. The pounding that their bodies take running up and down that hardwood floor. Night after night, day after day, practicing as well as playing. I can't help but wonder what golfers feel like years after their retirement. Backs twisted, ankles, wrists. I had no idea. You know, I was a child, and I would watch from time to time people on TV playing golf, and I figure, hey, now that's a good sport. That's a good safe sport because there's no physical contact. And then I come to find out there doesn't have to be a whole lot of contact for there to be injury. And so for a number of reasons, I say congratulations to you great players. And we were glad in this area that we could entertain you. And not only the golfers, but our visitors who came just to watch the game. Many thanks to the people. I remember when I was going to the Masters Golf Tournament and talked with people from different parts of the country who talked about how they traveled, in fact, some from different parts of the world, who talked about how they followed the PGA Tour. And they talked about how there's so many beautiful golf courses all around the world, but most, if not all, who spoke with me said that the Augusta National Golf Course is the most beautiful of all. Now, I got to tell you, it is beautiful. The golf course is beautiful. And I got to tell you, the people of the Augusta National Golf Course, Golf Club, take good care of their guests. I'm serious. They take good care of us. And when I say their guests, I'm not just talking about the golfers. I'm talking about everyone who walks through the gates to enter that course to watch the game. They take good care of their guests. So it was always, always a pleasant experience. And so, again, many thanks to the executives of the Augusta National Golf Course and all who work with the executives. Those who are taking care of us in the stores when we're there to buy things, those taking care of us at the concession stands, I'm telling you, they make that a pleasant experience. And hats off to you. We really appreciate you. Well, let me tell you, this, of course, is another week of speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., but this is also another week of that I'll be featuring This Week in Song. And the theme for this week is game show theme songs. So I'm going to be playing throughout the week several game show theme songs. But remember, it's not just about identifying the name of the song and matching it up with, I'm sorry, not the name of the song, but matching the song up with the right game show. There's going to be other information that I'll be sharing with you too. And so when Power Friday comes around this Friday on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., any information that I will have shared with you throughout the week about these game shows is fair game for the quiz. So whether I'm talking about, well, let's say for instance, when a show actually started, it doesn't matter what I discuss, when Friday rolls around, anything I will have shared with you is fair game for the pop quiz on Friday for this weekend's song. All right. Now, I'll tell you this. I will be starting with Family Feud. That will be the first song that we'll hear for this week. But in the meantime, let's take a look at one of today's topics. You know that we really, really care about our children. We care about our teens. And when I say we care about our teens, I'm talking about all of the Americans who care about all of our American teenagers. There are so many of us who care about our teens, no matter what ethnicity they are. There are black people who care about white teenagers, black teenagers, Asian teenagers, Hispanic teenagers, teenagers from the Middle East, you name it, Native American teens. There are white people who feel the same way. We just care about all of our teens. They're Hispanics who want the best for all of the nation's teenagers, and on it goes. We just care about our teens. And that's the perspective that I'm coming from when I say we care about our teens. So I want to take a look at a topic that Psychology Today is going to help us with. It has to do with how our teens may be able to set themselves up for successful romantic lives later in life. And when I say later in life, I don't mean necessarily at age 50 or 60, but I'm looking primarily at when they're about ready to start getting married, you know, to really consider getting married. And I know, you know, I said romantic, but come on now. Isn't it a great idea for people who are married to each other to have a great romantic relationship with each other? I mean, why can't romance be in marriage? Yeah, I know a lot of times we think romance, maybe the first thing that comes to our mind is dating. It's cool for romance and dating to go together. I think that's a good match. But it's a good match for romance and marriage to go together too. All right, so that's the main perspective. Although, you know, the dating and maybe the engagement process will precede many marriages in America. How can our teens set themselves up for at least an improved chance of having a good romance when they get older? We'll take a look at that when we come back. But first, for now, let's take a listen to our first game show theme song. All right, tell me the name of the game show for which this song is the theme song. I know a lot of you saying, I know that song, I know which one it is. All right, tell me when I get back.